We have a terrific hour here. We continue our conversation with the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kevin McClatchy. And I got to tell you, you know, we go to a lot of cities, and I have never introduced the owner of a team and had them cheered. You don't go to Chicago and say, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Reinsdorf. You don't do that without police protection and some sort of bullet. They love you here, Kevin.
Well, we battled, and, you know, this franchise was in pretty bad shape in 95, and everybody thought they were going to move to Northern Virginia or somewhere else. And so we ended up saving them and keeping them, and I think people love the Pirates here, and they're diehard Pirate fans. And, so they appreciate that.
I think one of the big things, especially, and we all know the disparity in baseball with the payrolls, but to be able to re-sign or to extend a Jason Kendall and give him that deal, and him wanting to stay, you know, him wanting to be here in Pittsburgh and not go to one of those teams that everybody thinks is going to be there at the end, I think is certainly a signal that, you know, hopefully this team can raise some eyebrows.
Well, we signed Jason for 7 years. We've got Brian Giles for 5 years. We've got Chris Benson for 4. So we've got a lot of our main guys locked up. And as I say, the key to this team is getting our pitchers back.
Yeah.
But Aramis Ramirez, Adrian Brown, our younger players stepping up. If they do that, that's how the Oakland A's and Chicago White Sox last year improved.
Mm-hmm.
Their younger players stepped up, and we need that to happen. You know, it was great to see Ramirez hit 3. Jacks yesterday, and I think he's going to be a pretty good player.
Certainly no question about that. A lot of other news going on in the world of sports today. Tiger Woods, obviously, with the 4th major yesterday, and we'll get into that a little bit later. And then there is this story, and we are so sorry to have to bring sad news on this day, but there certainly is some irony in the notion that as we begin a new era of Pittsburgh baseball, that we also report that early this morning the Pirates lost one of their greatest players, Hall of Famer Willie Stargell, passing away following a lengthy illness. And obviously, when you think Pittsburgh Pirate baseball, that may be the first or certainly one of the first few names you think of.
Yeah, Willie's one of the greatest Pirates of all time. And, you know, he's very special. He was a pretty good friend. And last night was a tough night. You know, it was great because last year at the final series at Three Rivers, we had him, we brought him out on that Friday and introduced him and let everybody know that we're going to do a statue for him. And then the final game, he came out and threw the final pitch to Jason Kendall, and it was an amazing moment. It's ironic that Willie passed away last night as we go into today, but Willie's going to be there with us today, I guarantee you. And I think today was going to be a little emotional anyway. There's going to be a lot of emotion going on in there, but I just hope the crowd gets real loud today because Willie would like that. He always liked when the fans got into it. And I'll tell you, he was such a class act. I can't even explain it. You know, he used to tell me a story that 21 years he played, he never let his jersey get on the ground because he respected wearing the Pirate uniform so much. We're all going to miss Willie.
I think that's the big thing. I mean, obviously, people are going to mourn the death, but to live the experiences and remember what he did because he was such a class act, and obviously not just on the ball on the field, but off the field as well, it holds so many great memories.
Yeah, he did so many things on the field, but you know his leadership quality was probably about the greatest thing about Willie Stargell. And in 79, that series, and being MVP at 39 years old, I mean, he just didn't have any quit in him. And Willie's been sick for a while, and I'll tell you this, he battled so hard up to the end last night. And so I know the Pirate fans love him, and they'll be thinking about him today, and we'll remember him forever, obviously. And we got to unveil a statue on Saturday for him. So he lived to see, that was going on. So
the park looks gorgeous, there's no question about it. And obviously there are so many other issues, peripheral issues, surrounding the game of baseball right now. And everyone talks about the collective bargaining agreement and all the rest of that. But I'm sure the people of Pittsburgh, and no one more so than you, wants to see an era in baseball where the Pirates can compete every year, where everyone is playing on the same level playing field. Is that a realistic possibility, right? I mean, it's... And no one deserves it more than these people. And the guy who drove me here in a cab yesterday, is there a realistic possibility that that is on the horizon in baseball?
Yeah, I think that can happen. What's going to have to happen is both sides, both owners and the Players Association, are going to have to go behind closed doors and get this thing done. They can't do it through the media, and I don't know, there's a big fine out there if I talk about
that's
it.
That's right. You don't want to sign that $1 million check, do you?
I can't afford it, so, talk about it. So, but everybody knows...
George Steinbrenner will write it for you. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, no question.
He's not worried about it.
Yeah, but...
He'll sign a utility infielder with that.
Yeah, I sat in that Blue Ribbon Task Force in the economic disparity in Major League Baseball, and you know, they laid out some things that, you know, I think are pretty sound, but really it's just, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen behind closed doors, and it has to happen for the sport. And so my hope is that those folks get it done.
I really want to know what it's like to sign a check with so many big numbers on it to some of these players. I remember playing and going to get my paycheck, and it was a nice paycheck, but I'd see Reggie White's paycheck and think, my God, that's a lot of money, and then, you know, see Norman Brayman's signature on it on the bottom. How does it feel to sign those? Or you just kind of close your eyes and stamp them?
It hurts. It hurts. You look at it and go, wow. But, you know, it's there's a lot of money out there, you know, for sports today. It's kind of wild, and, you know.
$25 million now we're up to a year that A-Rod got down. I mean, it really is getting, even by sports standards, and even the fans are numb to it, what somebody makes anymore. I mean, you know, it just keeps going up, but it's getting eye-popping.
I don't understand it, because you sign a guy for $25 million, and you still don't have that. Your pitching staff isn't that sound. I mean, if you don't have the pitching staff, one guy is not going to do it. And, you know, Major League Baseball is so much different than the NBA. I mean, Michael Jordan can control a game.
Right.
He can control 40% of the touches on a court. But in Major League Baseball, one guy is going to get maybe four at-bats. If he's good, they might walk him once or twice.
Right.
I mean, it's ludicrous. But
give us an idea. And, again, we're with the owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Kevin McClatchy, live at Castellanos, right across the street from the brand-new ballpark, PNC Park. Give us an idea of what something like this does to a community. I mean, people are obviously out of their minds today. We can see the streets are already starting to fill up with people who are going to be out here today. Now, this is an event, a major event for this city. Give us an idea of what it's been like here the last few weeks.
It's been exciting. You know, I think people are pumped up. We're excited to show the rest of the country this ballpark and get the fans in there today. You know, our ballpark, it's a little like if you took Forbes Field, Camden Yards, and Wrigley Field, put them all together, and that's what PNC Park is. It truly is. Paul Beeston, the president of Major League Baseball, came out. He said, you know, he thought, you know, unequivocally it was the best ballpark in America. So we're pretty proud of that, and we're just ready to show it off.
We look forward to being there today.